Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 ladies, gentlemen, and everyone in between. It's your girl, your favorite, from Hartford, Hollywood, reporting in live on Blog Talk Radio. I haven't been here in a while, and oh my goodness, there's so much I have to catch you up on. I don't even know where to begin. Well, right now, I am reporting from my vanity, getting ready to slay up my hair. I have to give a total shout out to Garnier Whole Blend and Garnier's Boutique for giving my hair this amazing soft moisture right now that's going to be under my protective style that I'm giving total shout outs to Beauty Store Warehouse, Beauty Supply Warehouse, whatever you want to call it, BSW on Albany Avenue. They always hook me up with the best products and, of course, always give me the best discounts for all these amazing products. So with that said, there's been so much going on since October. Well, I'm not sure if you know, but my employment with the Mardi Gras has ceased. Oh, yes, it has been ceased as of October, I think 11th, whenever we had the Halloween party, is the last day I was employed there. So unfortunately, you won't be able to see me do any feature performances or be able to see me any further at that establishment. But don't worry, I'm working on some items and some special events that I can discuss with a few friends to do a one-woman show. And in that one-woman show, I'll be able to perform for you my most daring and fun and funny burlesque show. You will be amazed. Of course you will, because it's performed by moi. All right. On that note of performance, I am getting ready to use my arms and fly out of town so I can trade off a class with another instructor. My other instructor just so happens to be in beautiful Palm Springs, California. Coincidentally, we bring our golf clubs. We'll play, we'll sit at the pool, we'll probably rock it out at Spearmint Rhino for a few days, and then, of course, teach at the luxurious studio that's near Palm Springs. So if you want to check more on that and those dates, feel free to let me know, and I'll tune you in live so you can check out that adventure. And if you haven't already known, you can always see the ventures on As the Pole World Turns on Facebook. That's where we'll post all of our fun videos of where we've been, where we're going, and our intentions. And if you do follow me on Facebook, you've probably seen an amazing agenda of an all-around world tour. That tour does consist of conventions, pole camps, competitions, all of the above. So if you have on your New Year's resolution traveling as a top priority, maybe you should consider dancing on the pole, because we always have an opportunity for you to learn and grow with our pole stars and pole professionals from all around the world. Being a proud member of the International Pole Dance Federation Association, I command all of the studios to sit back and really readjust their schedules and readjust their curriculum, because there's students who really demand more from their instructors. So don't get the words twisted. Command and demand, they're from two different worlds. I want you to know that we should work together collectively. However, even in my very local endeavors, I haven't had the same welcome that I've had originally here in Hartford. So with the advice of some of the chair members of the International Pole Dance Federation Association, they are highly pushing back towards pole control studios having a regional spot in Hartford, Connecticut. So if you are all about us moving back to Hartford, and of course, with the complete standards of our federation associations, do you believe that we should all back the idea of maybe relocating back to where it all began? Now, that is a question that will be on Pole Control Studios' Facebook, so feel free to answer that poll. I see a few of you have already done it. Thank you. Shout out to Tamika Keith, always holding us down. I really appreciate your feedback. It's really, really important that we all together and we can move forward to allow pole dancing to go into the Olympics and be known as a national sport. Internationally, yes, we have been able to get the recognition from so many different committees and organizations. However, here in the U.S., we're still fighting the very small staple of the taboo. So we have complete faith in you, and we need your support. With all that said, now that I am no longer employed-ish or working with the Mardi Gras, I have broken out to some other opportunities, not only in Connecticut, but also in Rhode Island and New York City. So feel free to check out my website, and that's hotforholly.com. You will be able to see what my tour dates are and when I will be performing. However, as I mentioned, the dates for competitions, camps, and all pole related, that will be on my Hollywood's Facebook page. So check it out. It is a recent post that has been posted within the last 24 hours. With a few moments left, I do want to mention we have had great success at 78 Hillman. However, we are finding that the location might not be quite suitable for all of our clients and the growing possibility of the potential clients that we really wish to attract and have at our studio. The younger clientele, they are not quite the casino, bar, club-friendly type. So being back in an arts community or an arts-friendly community would be ideal. So we're definitely looking into potentially reestablishing ourselves back here in Hartford. So give me some ideas if you would like to know more about that. And if you have any information for us, we would love your feedback, as I mentioned earlier. And because I'm no longer working in Springfield full time, doesn't mean that the studio's still not moving forward at full speed and full steam. We have classes with Lacey every Friday night and Saturday morning. She's giving both silks and hoops on Saturday morning, so feel free to sign up for that. Be quick because that does fill up very fast. Spencer's boxing class has been off the hook, and now that he's doing cardio kickboxing and boxing for beauty, switching it up, you definitely want to sign up for that class because it will definitely get you ready for the pole. And, of course, I'm bringing booty yoga to full schedule, the evening classes, and Pole Fit will be back in the schedule for those who need a little additional fitness options before they get back on to doing regular pole Pilates. So those instructors' schedules will be online, so feel free to check that out. You can see it on our website. And, of course, my schedule, as reoccurring and as up and down as it is, it's still fairly flexible, and it gives you the opportunity to not only take my classes publicly, you can also take private classes with me and do my online classes. So that's always good to know. We'd love to have you there. Also, parties, parties, parties. We've been doing so many awesome parties. It's unbelievable to know that I have a stipulation that says I'm able to throw classes and events, but parties are considered something outside of what my original stipulations list. So I'm really confused how I can throw the best bachelorette parties, girls' night out parties, and women's only birthday parties in the region if I'm not allowed to throw parties because it doesn't fit within my stipulations. Well, that is a dilemma I am facing, and because of that as well, being in a very mixed medium, I guess I should say, city lifestyle of being in the downtown area, around adult establishments, fairly near restaurants, nightclubs, casino, you would think that parties would be something that would be highly accepted for pole-dance studio to be able to throw at their own discretion, allowing women and men to try this beautiful art form while attempting in their own environment with their friends and family or whomever they tend or choose to bring something new. And I feel really, I feel once again stuck in that spotlight, that beautiful spotlight that makes me realize that I have been targeted. Yes, I have been targeted. In business, professionally, I have been sabotaged. So Springfield may not be quite the area I'd like to be in, as though I wanted to see us grow and feel the love that Springfield students initially attracted me to bringing in that self in that area. I am now self-aware to know that my students will come anywhere as long as I offer them a beautiful, safe place and the best damn classes in New England. So that's what my intention is. That has been my intention since August 8th, 2008, and it will be my intention until the day I die and pass the studio along to, I don't know, maybe my favorite student, which would be hopefully one day my son. I appreciate all of the support and love that the studio has received. I love that we have awesome sponsors and we've been getting great donations to the studio. And we've been working with amazing affiliates in all different forms and fashion, and we're so excited to see those businesses grow and allow us to become amazing affiliates with them and see which direction this would really go into. However, to keep me from rambling about it, I'm really excited to know that we've actually made some really awesome positive turns in this industry. And not only in Springfield, really all in Massachusetts, as they're passing along new laws to allow dance studios and yoga studios to venture into self-care, being aware of self-medicated options with the use of cannabis oil and terpenes and all of the amazing new medicines that have now been recently discovered as not only safe, extremely beneficial. We have found ourselves with amazing affiliates of all different industries really wanting and wanting to work with us, not against us, unfortunately, like so many of our predecessors before. So we're so excited to know that we do have an opportunity to grow. However, if it's not with Springfield, if it's not in Massachusetts, it will always be in the hearts of those students who have traveled near and far just to come to Pole Control Studios for their lessons. And I appreciate you all for that. You are truly blessings. I love that you have been so open to share your worlds with me, share your life with me, invite me to your weddings and your baby showers. Let me be involved in your world. For you, I appreciate your world, and I love that your world and mine collide in such an amazing, wonderful way where we take that time in that studio and we just find our happiness, that piece of happiness. Well, I do look forward to seeing you at Saturday's party. It will continue. I will not let anything stop our beautiful slumber party from happening Saturday night at 5 to 9 a.m. It's going to be an awesome party. All ages, male students, bring your nephews, your nieces, your children, women students, same thing. There's no excuses not to share this with your family. Enjoy this wonderful, beautiful event in honor of everything we have done to be able to present this industry to you in its honest form. Thank you again. I love you all.